Danger, danger. The following contains explicit content. Please use caution while you are tuned in.
Broadcasting live from the basement of Carruthers Hall. I say, Carruthers, are you all right down there?
Hello, you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcast from Carruthers Hall in Kingston, Ontario. My name is Cooper, and this is The Rat Ring. It's a metal show, and I fucking love Cryptopsy. I'm sorry to do this, I play them almost every single set, but I was listening to None So Vile again, and I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm gonna play the entirety of None So Vile. So, I hope you like Cryptopsy, because you're about to get a shit ton of them.
I do that rather well. Don't you think?
Come on.
That was, honestly, I don't even know what that was. I don't know if it's, picking up over the microphone or if it's, like, obvious in my voice, but I am sick right now, so it has blessed me and also cursed me with knowledge. I feel bad for my girlfriend. She literally, like, in the middle of the night, turned over and said, "Can you stop?" Like, Brian, what did you say in the middle of the night to me when I was... Okay, I just asked her. Yeah, in the middle of the night, she told me to stop being so loud. And I was confused as to why. And it's because my nose has been plugged. Because I have that thing where, like, you know, that cold where when you lay down, your sinuses, like, fill. And your nose is, like, your nose clogs. And my body has this, like, response to, like, that. And it refuses to mouth breathe. So I end up just force breathing through, like, my nostrils that are, like, completely covered over. And then I wake up, and then I, you know, sit upright, let my sinuses clear, lay back down, fill up again. It was very bad. Anyway, this cycle, unfortunately, led me to an awful bit of knowledge. I know my apartment has roaches. I know that they're nocturnal. I have now seen the extent to which we have roaches. Holy fuck. It was 4:41 a.m. exactly. I went to go get Tylenol because I also grind my teeth in my sleep. I don't know how to fix that one. But yeah, like my jaw was really sore. And I was sick, so I grabbed some Tylenol. And I look to my side and I see so many roaches on, like, the side of our sink, like, and there was a little bit of, like, a sauce that someone had spilt in the sink, and they were just gnawing away at that. And the shock that overcame me, and, like, the disgust and hatred I felt in that moment was immeasurable. So, I grabbed the roach rock, which, if you've listened to this before, you'll know what that is. It's a rock we have that is for killing roaches, and I slowly crept up to it, like, this was a group all huddling around the same piece of food, and just fucking rolled them over, like, in a swift motion. It was a massacre. I have a kill count that I've been keeping track of for about a month. My other roommate and I have been doing it, just to, you know, make it a little less scary and more motivating to, try and kill them. I fucking overtook him after that shit. That was a goddamn massacre. I only counted six because those were, like, the big ones. But there were so many baby roaches that I got. I don't know. I got, like, three really big roaches, a couple medium ones, and just a pile of, like, tiny ones. Anyway, I'm hoping... And I know for a fact that didn't do fucking shit to their population. Because we're not the origin of it. We moved in and there were already roaches. It's somebody else here that caused it. And even if I massacre them, some other unit is probably going to do some shit that'll fester them anyway. Either way, I feel good about having killed so many. I felt like, if you've seen Attack on Titan... I felt like Grisha Yeager, like, claiming the, the founding titan, like, crushing the children and shit. Anyway, I felt good about that. I love inflicting pain on cockroaches, but I didn't feel good about the fact that I had seen how fucking many of them there were. Because, like, yeah, they're nocturnal, and, like, I do stay up late, but I only ever stay up, like, normally till, like, 1 a.m. max. I'm not on that high school shit anymore. So, yeah, it's a little evil knowing they're going crazy that late at night. Anyway, I'm going to play more music. Please enjoy the second half of None So Vile. We'll be right back.
Run home and cry to mama.
All right, that was the rest of None So Vile. And call me a dumb fuck idiot face for this opinion, but I feel that the Wii U will be held to the same praise given a couple years as the N64. And I don't think it would reach as high as the GameCube, but I believe it has the same reason to be praised as the GameCube. And my one friend, Isaac, who is also like a retro game collector, he thinks that's the dumbest shit. And we've had several arguments about this. But I swear, dude, it's just the way it is. The N64 sold poorly because it wasn't necessarily poorly marketed, but it sold poorly and people didn't want to port their games over to it because it was like a hassle. Like, not only did it not sell well, but also you had to fucking work with dumbass cartridges while everybody else had CDs. So you're going to use the CDs because everyone had a PlayStation. But that means what was released for the N64 was very high quality and all, like, Nintendo releases. And I feel like the same happened with the GameCube. The GameCube didn't particularly sell amazingly compared to its competitors, but it had a great lineup. Like, pretty much every Nintendo series got some representation on the GameCube in some way. And I feel like the Wii U, in a couple years, will have the same view. The Wii U has some fucking bangers. Like, off the top of my head, they did a Bayonetta game for it. They redid Donkey Kong fucking Tropical Freeze and made it playable. Didn't fucking force you to use those shitty ass motion controls. They got Smash 4. They got Breath of the Wild. They got Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. Man, they had a WarioWare game that was like crazy because of the fucking gamepad. And like, trying to think of one else. Oh, Splatoon as well. I can't believe I didn't think of fucking Splatoon. Anyway, my point is, the releases for the console were very high quality. And because of that, I feel given a bit of time, people who grew up with the Wii U or had a Wii U growing up will glaze it in the same way people glaze the N64 now. You can fucking, you know, hang me upside down from a tree and drain me of all my blood for that opinion, but that's just how I feel. Anyway, I'm going to play like two brutal death metal songs from a new album by an artist called Necrogylistic Anomaly. Either way, I'm playing from their album because it's new, it ain't bad, and I need to reach a certain amount of new content, so here it is, and then I'm going to follow it just by playing death because I don't really know how else to end it, and I really like a lot of stuff from them. We'll be right back. was The Foul Magic Ritual and The Glitch in Salvation by Necrogylistic Anomaly. I think that's how you pronounce it. And then here is Death. Enjoy Flattening of Emotions, and then some other shit. Thank you for having listened. This has been The Rat Ring. Please check out the Instagram at @the_rat_ring. You'll never guess where. On Instagram. I'm real tired. Good night.
This CDG month, discover how Queen's alumni are driving meaningful change through impactful careers aligned with the UN Sustainable Development Goals. On Wednesday, March 26, Queen's students are invited to join Queen's Career Services and the Principal's Office for the Work with Impact alumni panel discussion. You will hear inspiring stories, gain insights into professional journeys, and learn practical strategies for creating social impact and inspiring hope through your own career. Register to attend through My Career or through Queen's CDG Month Canada calendar.
No one should have to choose between feeding their family and being able to afford basic hygiene products. One in five people who menstruate are likely to experience period poverty this year. United Way Kingston, Frontenac, Lennox, and Addington's Period Promise donation drive helps ensure no one in our community has to choose between basic needs and period products. From March 1st to March 31st, 2025, community members are encouraged to donate tampons, pads, liners, and other menstrual products. For drop-off locations and more information, visit unitedwaykfla.ca/periodpromise. You can make a difference locally.